Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY27 results conference call of BMS TMT Limited, hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, and a very good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings con call of BMS TMT Limited. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Manoj Kumar Jain, Promoter, Mr. Varun Jain, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Rishabh Singhi, Whole-time Director. The call will begin with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the floor for the Q&A. With that, I would like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining BMS TMT Limited Quarter 1 Financial 27 earnings call. A warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. We sincerely appreciate your continued interest in the company, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. We have started financial year 27 on a positive note. During the quarter, we continued to strengthen the foundation of the business, particularly across manufacturing integration, operational efficiency, and our presence across the Gujarat market. For us, the focus is not just on increasing volumes but also on improving efficiency across the manufacturing value chain, having better control over raw material, and building a strong distribution network. A key development for us has been the commissioning of our billet manufacturing facility. With in-house billet production, we have further strengthened our backward integration, giving us better control over raw material sourcing, procurement, and cost. It also gives us greater control over the billet-to-TMT manufacturing process. Today, we have an integrated manufacturing setup with an annual capacity of 200,000 metric tons for TMT bars and 216,000 tons for billets, which provides us with a strong platform for future growth. Our distribution network continues to be an important strength. We market our products under the Kamdhenu brand across Gujarat through three distributors and 227 dealers. This gives us strong presence across different markets and keeps us close to our retail and end customers. Going forward, we will continue to focus on deepening this network and improving our market reach. We have also continued to build a diversified product portfolio comprising of TMT bars, billets, binding wire, and scrap, with a consistent focus on product quality and BIS compliance. Another important initiative is our 15-megawatt captive solar power plant, which is currently under development. We see this as an important step towards improving our long-term energy economics, reducing cost, and strengthening our sustainability efforts. We would also like to highlight the proposed amalgamation of Aditya Altra Steel Limited with BMS TMT Limited. The proposal has been approved and is subject to the necessary regulatory approvals. We believe this can further strengthen our manufacturing capabilities and market presence. Coming to the quarter, total income for Quarter 1 Financial Year 27 stood at 247.88 crores compared with 213.39 crores in Quarter 1 of Financial Year 26, representing a 16.16% year-on-year growth. While the financial performance is important, we remain equally focused on improving the overall efficiency and quality of the business. The investments we are making in manufacturing integration, capacity utilization, distribution, energy, and operational efficiencies are all aimed at building a stronger business over the long term. We believe the demand environment remains supportive, particularly with continued activity in infrastructure, construction, and real estate. At the same time, our approach remains disciplined, improving utilization of our existing capacities, controlling cost, strengthening our market presence, and maintaining consistent product quality. As we move ahead, our priorities are clear: make better use of our manufacturing capacities, further strengthen our dealer network, improve the operational efficiencies, and continue building a more integrated and cost-efficient manufacturing platform. We remain focused on building the business for the long term and creating sustainable value for our stakeholders. With that, I would like to thank our employees, customers, partners, suppliers, and shareholders for their continued trust and support. I thank you all. Now, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Purvesh Mehta from PM Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions to ask. I see this Barrett capacity is now operational, right?
Yeah.
So in FY26, the production was 1.5 lakh metric ton against annual capacity of 2.16. So what was the utilization in Q1? And how much cost saving or margin benefits is visible from this backward integration?
Yeah. Q1 is the production for the TMT 34,400 metric tons. And productivity was the second question was?
How much in this Q1 you have, cost in this any cost savings or margin benefits in Q1?
Any margin money?
So you have any cost savings or margin benefits in Q1?
Yeah, that benefit, cost benefit is because we have to paid off a lot of the debt last year. So the basically there is no debt, fixed debt on the company. That is the financial cost has been reduced in compared to the previous quarter. And further, this power is going to be already started from 7th August. So the production hamari start ho gayi hai. उसके हिसाब से जो पावर जनरेशन है उससे पावर की भी सेविंग होगी तो उससे हमारी प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी और इंप्रूव हो जाएगी.
So as I see, what are the this bottlenecks demand and this working capital power ability or operationally this ramp up?
Sorry, आवाज ब्रेक हो रही है, क्या कह रहे
हैं? My question was working capital power ability and this operational ramp up, what are this bottleneck in this? The utilization of this?
Low utilization, you mean?
Yes.
See, because the TMT, the operational capacity is usually 80% is the ideal for that. Because its capacity on the 24-hour basis, and usually the plant operates 20-22 hours in 3 shifts. So that's why always the capacity 80% near to utilization is the sufficient, and we are trying to improve it, and in this coming quarters we'll be improve it also.
Understood. And sir, company is setting up a 15 megawatt captive solar power at Vanaskan with a long term target of 40 megawatt. So can you please share this project current progress, expected commission timeline and capex and fund structure?
नहीं, अभी कंपनी ने जो इंस्टॉल कर रही है वो 15 मेगावाट कर रही है, जिसमें से 12 मेगावाट ऑलरेडी 7th अगस्त को चालू हो गया है और बाकी का रिमेनिंग जो है वो चालू हो जाएगा विद इन 1.5 मंथ. और जो फर्दर लगाना है वो नेक्स्ट ईयर की कंपनी प्लानिंग कर रही है कि नेक्स्ट ईयर जो है फिर हम फर्दर और उसमें लगाएंगे.
Okay. Sir, at what percentage of present power requirement and
अभी जो है हमारा तकरीबन 30% कवर हो जाएगा जो अभी लगाया है जो रिक्वायरमेंट है पावर की उससे 30% ये जो लगाया 15 मेगावाट का उससे कवर हो जाएगा.
ओके एंड सर व्हाट विल बी द इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट और लेवरेज इंपैक्ट विल्ड इन्वेस्टर फैक्टरिंग इन दिस
मीन जो पावर जो इससे जनरेट होगी तो बैंक का ईएमआई देने के बाद हमको 4 रुपए एवरेज यूनिट की सेविंग होगी और इसके अंदर 2,70,00,000 यूनिट साल के बनेंगे तो तकरीबन 10 करोड़ रुपीस की सेविंग होगी आफ्टर रिपेमेंट ऑफ द इंटरेस्ट एंड ईएमआई टू द बैंक.
ओके एंड सर रिगार्डिंग दिस इन्वेंटरी इंक्रीज लाइक शार्पली टू लाइक 228.35 करोड़
वो इन्वेंटरी का अभी 2 रीजन हो गए. एक हमने इसमें कुछ प्रोडक्ट और जोड़े हैं जिसमें थोड़ा मार्जिन ज्यादा रहता है तो वो प्रोजेक्ट जोड़े हैं और दूसरा जो ये जून क्वार्टर है इसके अंदर थोड़ा सा मानसून का रोज रहता है इसके हिसाब से थोड़ी सेल कम रहती है बट प्रोडक्शन चालू रहती है इसलिए जून क्वार्टर में थोड़ी इन्वेंट्री ज्यादा रहती है जून और सितंबर क्वार्टर में. और कुछ प्रोडक्ट भी हमने जोड़े हैं 550D जोड़ा है दूसरे और हाईली प्रोडक्ट जोड़े हैं जिसकी वजह थोड़ी इन्वेंट्री और हमारी बढ़ी है.
तो ये सर कब तक लाइक नॉर्मलाइज होगा
इन्वेंट्री? आफ्टर दिवाली 200 करोड़ के अंदर आएगी.
ओके एंड सर लाइक दिस वी लाइक कामधेनु ब्रांड लाइसेंस इन गुजरात एक्सक्लूडिंग सौराष्ट्र एंड कच्छ विद अ नेटवर्क ऑफ 227 डीलर्स करेक्ट. सो What is your strategy to grow market share and dealer productivity in FY27 and are there any plans to expand beyond this current territory?
नहीं उसमें अभी हमारा जो मर्जर हो रहा है आदित्य के साथ तो वो करने से जो बाकी का गुजरात का पोजिशन है वो इसमें आ जाएगा सौराष्ट्र और कच्छ भी आ जाएगा और उनका जो डीलर नेटवर्क है वो भी आ जाएगा और उससे ऑलरेडी जो डीलर नेटवर्क बढ़ाने का है वो प्रोसेस गोइंग ऑन है दोनों टेरेटरी में तो वो धीरे धीरे हम उसको भी बढ़ा रहे हैं.
सर इसका लाइक टारगेट डीलर काउंट क्या रहेगा बाय द ईयर एंड एंड लाइक एक्सपेक्टेड सेल्स कंट्रीब्यूशन क्या रहेगा फ्रॉम
एनुअल साल का जो एनुअल है 10% से 15% जो है डीलर नेटवर्क बढ़ता है.
ओके 10-15%
या
एनुअली. ओके एंड सर टाइमलाइन क्या रहेगा इसका?
किसका?
दिस कैपेक्स का जो आप ये 227 डीलर्स के साथ जो कर रहे हो नेटवर्किंग का टाइमलाइन क्या रहेगा सर? पोर्शन का
टाइमलाइन?
सॉरी टाइमलाइन सर
नहीं उन तो ऑलरेडी एग्जिस्टिंग डीलर्स है ना हमारे.
ओके ओके एंड सर वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन रिगार्डिंग दिस रेवेन्यू एज आई सी लाइक 17% ईयर ऑन ईयर इन Q1 रेवेन्यू वॉज ग्रो करेक्ट एंड द EBITDA डिक्लाइंड बाई 41%. वॉट वेर द की रीजन्स लाइक मार्जिन गोज डाउन एंड लाइक लार्जली ड्यू टू प्रोडक्ट मिक्स और लाइक रॉ मटेरियल स्प्रेड्स और पावर कॉस्ट और
ड्यू टू ये जो अभी ईरान वॉर हुआ ना उसकी वजह से जो रॉ मटेरियल प्राइसेस थे स्क्रैप इज अवर रॉ मटेरियल विच अराउंड 50-60% वी आर इम्पोर्टिंग सो दैट्स व्हाई द स्क्रैप प्राइसेस हैज गॉन अप इन कंपेयर टू द टीएमटी हैज नॉट गॉन अप सो मच सो दैट इज द कंप्रेस्ड द प्रॉफिट इफ यू सी द क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर बेसिस.
सो कैन दिस इम्प्रूव इन लाइक क्वार्टर टू
क्वार्टर 3 और 4 में होना चाहिए. क्वार्टर 2 जो है वो तो थोड़ा रेनी सीजन होता है तो उसमें बहुत ज्यादा इम्प्रूवमेंट नहीं होता है क्योंकि कंस्ट्रक्शन थोड़ा अफेक्टेड रहता है. क्वार्टर 3 और क्वार्टर 4 में इम्प्रूव करेगा और अगर ये युद्ध वगैरह कुछ बंद हो जाता है ईरान वगैरह वार का तो और भी अच्छा इम्पैक्ट आ सकता है इम्प्रूव कर सकता है.
ओके दैट इज फ्रॉम माय साइड. इफ एनी फर्दर क्वेश्चंस आई विल जॉइन द क्यू. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Naina, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, tell me.
Naina, I have unmuted your line. Please proceed with your questions. I'm sorry, there is no response. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Priya Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for your Q1 result.
Thank you, Priya.
Yeah. So my first question will be, revenue has grown well in Q1. What are the key factors that contribute to this growth?
That is little bit the prices of TMT hai. TMT average the price hai per metric ton, that has been increased in this quarter. So that's why you are seeing the top line is increased. If you see the sale of the TMT, so that is also increase in this quarter in compared to June 26 and June 27 quarter. I am talking corresponding quarter of 26 and 27. Right? You are talking that?
Yes. So the my next question will be probability was lowered compared to last year despite the revenue growth. What impact margins during the quarter and how should we look at them going ahead?
You can see the June 26 and June 27 compare both the quarters. So the TMT quantity has been increased in sales. Sale price also has increased by per metric ton. But correspondingly, the scrap price has gone very high. So that's why even the top line has increased, sale increase, quantity increase, but overall profitability has gone down. EBITDA has gone down due to the, our raw material is the imported scrap. So forex has big a hit in this quarter because suddenly the dollar has gone up. That is also because we have purchased the material at a certain dollar rate. When the material has come, the voice is there, 30, 40, 60, 90 days. When the material has come, the dollar has gone up. So ultimately, we have to pay for that and bring the material on the side. So the price of average cost has been increased. So that's why the our EBITDA has come down. And profitability has come down in compared to 26, June 26 and June 27.
Okay. So what is the plan to improve capacity utilization from the current levels, particularly for the various facility?
Yeah, the existing facilities, we are approximately around 80% in the utilization of the installed capacity, which we are trying to improve it. And of course, we'll improve 4-5% on annual basis. But in this TMT production is 90% is the peak of the installed capacity. Because the production installed capacity on the 24-hour basis, while the actual plant operation 20 hours, 22 hours. And if this war affected us, so now the market is settling down with this improvement of the scrap price. And we have installing the solar power plant also, 15 megawatt. This means 12 megawatt operational ho gaya hai August mein. Baki ka bhi abhi next month mein ho jayega. To isse bhi saal ka 10 se 12 crore rupiya jo hai, profit badhega, to EBITDA bhi badh jayega. Market bhi dheere dheere settle ho raha hai. Isko to prices ka price ka upar niche ka. वो भी धीरे-धीरे स्मूथ हो रहा है तो कमिंग क्वार्टर्स में 2-3 क्वार्टर्स में इंप्रूव कर जाएगा
Okay. So do you see better operating leverage coming into the business as production volume increases?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
So how much of a difference can the solar project make to the company's overall power cost once it becomes operational?
When it's become operational, the average of 4 rupees per unit cost will be saving, and around 2.7 crore unit generation by this solar, so around 10 crores plus profit will be increased without any tax, because the depreciation will be on there. So around 10 crores rupees will be the EBITDA and profit, and cash margin will be increased.
Okay. So the company already has a stronger dealer network across Gujarat. So is the focus now more on expanding the network or increasing business from existing dealers?
It's a going on process. There is a team which is making the efforts to increase it, and this after the amalgamation with the Aditya, the network of Aditya will also be merged with us, so the market will be bigger for us. Regional-wise, because Saurashtra and Kutch will be included in this, and another product will become, and the sales team also will be there. So the improvement will be better after this merger, marketing also.
Markets or regions in Gujarat are currently offering the best growth opportunities?
Due to the Commonwealth and all those growth is going on Gujarat, so that is also one of the reason Gujarat is doing well.
So how are you looking at the opportunity to increase sales to institutional and infrastructure-related customers?
Because our target customer is the two-tier and three-tier and rural, so our focus is there. Institutional ko hardly we are selling there, because we are shortage of the material also for our dealer network. So our first focus to improve the more or strengthening our dealer network, because the infrastructure wale ke saath kya hai ki jo infrastructure ya builder lobby hai, construction wali, of course unka volume bada hota hai, quantity bada order milta hai, but competition bahut hota hai. Hamare jaise 10 bettors hain hum bechne ke liye. So our focus, tier two and tier three and Polycab, usi pe hum focus kar rahe hain. That's why hum local wale ke muqable ₹1,500 premium zyada le pa rahe hain, aur unko achhi se service de pa rahe hain, because khud ka dealer transport network banaya hua humne, so dedicated hai hamare saath, so uski wajah se delivery bhi achhi kar pa rahe hain, usi ko aur strengthening kar rahe hain, to hamara focus to us pe hi hai zara.
Okay. So with the integrated.
Wo regular demand rehne wali hai. Institutional ka kya, abhi ek bridge ban raha hai to ho gaya, abhi ek building ban rahi hai builder ki to ho gaya. So particular time ki particular requirement hoti hai, aur ye jo regional aur rural wala hai, ye to actual direct customer hai na. Ye to hamesha hamesha rehta hai, isko tezi mandi kuch aati nahi hai, isko barish barish kuch lagti nahi hai, to chalta rehta hai ki bhai is real estate mein mandi hai to usse usko koi fark nahi, usko to apna ghar banana hi hai na.
Okay. So with the integrated manufacturing setup now in place, what would be the biggest focus area of management over the next couple of years?
Within Gujarat, we are focused within Gujarat only.
Okay. So do you expect the existing manufacturing infrastructure to support margin improvement as capacity utilization increases?
We will improve our installation capacity also. Next year we plan for that to be started, or existing ko we are trying to maximum utilization of that. So that way it will be the top line and bottom line will also improve. The power sector also improved our bottom line, plus last year our most of debts has been paid off, prepaid off by the IPO proceeds, so that way the saving of that will be reflected. So all these positive will give the effects on the bottom line.
So, what kind of benefits do you expect from the proposed amalgamation of Aditya Ultra Steel with VMS TMS?
Major some common jo territory hai, wo matlab ki jo territory regional hai, wo hamara badh jayega, कुछ जगह जो हर्डल्स थी कि उसका कस्टमर हमारा कस्टमर वो निकल जाएगा, और कुछ खर्चे ऐसे हैं जो डिप्रिसिएशन हो रही हम भी कर रहे हैं, वो यूनिट भी कर रहा है कंपनी, तो वो खर्चे डायल्यूट हो जाएंगे और एक डीलर नेटवर्क बड़ा बन जाएगा और बड़ी परचेज हो जाएंगी हमारी मार्केट में, तो उससे जो वेंडर्स हैं सप्लायर्स हैं उनसे बेटर निगोशिएट कर पाएंगे। अब चूंकि बड़ा सेटअप हो जाएगा तो अच्छी सेल्स की टीम, अच्छे सीनियर ऑफिसर्स को वी कैन कंपनी कैन अफोर्ड इट, तो उस सबका बेनिफिट मिलेगा। ऑफकोर्स वो मर्जर के अमलगमेशन स्कीम होने के बाद 6 महीने और लगेगा दोनों को मर्ज होकर ऑपरेशन पूरा करने में 3 to 6 months, बट उसका रिजल्ट बेटर आएगा। जो अभी रिजल्ट है दोनों के इंडिपेंडेंट जो कंसोलिडेशन हो जाएंगे तो और पॉजिटिव हो जाएंगे।
Okay, so my last question will be, as the business grows, what will be the 3 key focus, improving volumes, strengthening margins or expanding into new markets?
देखिए सेल्स की जो ग्रोथ है वो एवरेज 15% के आसपास है, 10 to 15%, और उसी हिसाब से ईबीटा और पैट भी इम्प्रूव कर रहा है, पैट और ज्यादा इम्प्रूव करेगा, ईबीटा भी इम्प्रूव करेगा और क्वांटिटीज और
investors should watch out for?
You can see the after this coming amalgamation merger, the strength of the company, network, asset base and market base, it's sort of not monopoly but sort of monopoly, it's a big turnover, big quantity, 3 lakh tons, their capacity 1 lakh ton, our capacity 2 lakh ton, so 3 lakh ton capacity latest plant ho jayega. Us sab ke angle se jo abhi jo VMS TMT ki strength dikh rahi hai wo strength double jaisi dikh rahi hai.
Okay, so do you see the biggest growth drivers for the company over the next 2-3 years?
2000 crores plus ho jayega top line.
Sorry,
2000 crores plus ho jayega company ka top line, aur accordingly bottom line aur EBITDA bhi sudhar jayega.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Goyal from Davis Index. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I want to know, you just said that your raw material is scrap and you're importing almost 50 to 60%.
Yeah.
So I want to know, is the imported scrap still viable or you are largely procuring from the local market? For
local market mein scrap jo hai, uspe jo imported scrap hai, always imported scrap is better hai because you can buy in bulk and there is no hassle for the GST matters or आपको एक क्वांटिटी जो चाहिए होती मिल जाती है। लोकल वाले के अंदर दूसरी बहुत सारी क्वालिटी को इसको उसको लेके काफी चक्कर है, तो हम तो 50-60% जो है वो इंपोर्ट कर रहे हैं और बाकी का जो आपका स्पंज आयरन है वो 20-25% डाल रहे हैं और 20-25% लोकल भी ले रहे हैं जो अच्छे वेंडर से उनसे ले रहे हैं।
And you're procuring sponge iron from Gujarat or from Australian market?
Gujarat se bhi aa raha hai, plus bahar se kaafi aa raha hai, Raipur se aa raha hai, Jharsukla se aa raha hai, Chhattisgarh se aa raha hai, Bellary se aa raha hai, bahut jagah se aa raha hai.
Okay. So imported scrap, I want to ask that imported scrap still viable because the prices are quite high, so still it is economic sense to import.
ओवरऑल जो है, ओवरऑल अगर आप देखेंगे तो इम्पोर्टेड स्क्रैप बेटर है, बहुत सारी चीजें उसके अंदर पॉजिटिव भी है, तो इम्पोर्टेड स्क्रैप ओवरऑल लोकल से तो बेटर है, लोकल देखने में सस्ता लग रहा है पर उसके अंदर क्या डाल के दे रहा है, इम्पोर्ट वाले में वो नहीं है जो
वेल सेट वेंडर्स हैं इम्पोर्ट के जिनका अच्छा वॉल्यूम है, तो वहां पे वो सब चक्कर इतना नहीं है। और अगर आपकी मार्केट में अच्छी पकड़ है, बाकी सब चीजें ठीक है, तो इम्पोर्ट में अधिकतर लोग इम्पोर्ट ही कर रहे हैं जिनका वॉल्यूम बड़ा है ना, तो इम्पोर्ट ही ज्यादा कर रहे हैं और इम्पोर्ट में वायबिलिटी बैठती है सर।
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू सो मच,
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam for closing comments. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of VMS GMT Limited and Equibridge Advisor, I would like to thank everyone for taking time to join today's conference call. Should you have any further queries, free to connect with us at info@equibridge.com. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, members of the management.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Equibridge X Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.